This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More knowledge, more wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good day. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. I'm excited to share with you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Now, feel free to join the podcast. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth on your iPhone, and you can get this episode and any one of our previous episodes. Now, to the listeners, you can always reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues here at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, with any personal questions you have that you want to relate this show to your specific situation. Now, I'm a principal of Falcon Wealth Planning, a registered investment advisory firm. We are a fee-only financial planning firm that also manages money as well, but we specialize in comprehensive financial planning that covers all topics. That's where you are today, how retirement looks like, going over taxes, investments, insurance, estate planning, folks, you name it, anything that involves a dollar sign. Give us a call. We'll be more than happy to help, and we are offering a free financial assessment where we'll go over your full financial situation and give recommendations on how much you should be saving for retirement. If you could retire now, where should you be saving it? How to save money on taxes, legally, of course, but anything that involves a dollar sign. Folks, we normally charge $500 for this assessment. We are offering that at no cost if you were to call from the radio and reference that you heard us from the radio. Our phone number to take advantage of this free financial assessment is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We're more than happy to relate your situation to the show. We'll be more than happy to relate your situation, to go over what your tax situation looks like, your financial situation looks like, and really just the overall economic situation of the U.S. Because here's the thing. The markets this year has been fairly volatile. It's been up, it's been down, it's been flat. And a lot of people are not quite sure what's happening and what they should be doing. Well, I want to talk to you about today, number one, is why that's happening. And number two, what you should be doing. It's so important, the why behind it. And depending on how you're invested. Sure, if you're invested in a individual stock portfolio, well, I can't explain to you why your stock is going down or it's going up, because it's all based on that information of that time. If the CEO of that company made some stupid remark, well, the stock market doesn't like that and the stock will drop. Versus Amazon wanting to buy Whole Foods, well, maybe the stock will go up in that because the stock market likes the fact that they did that. Either way, that doesn't matter. And the reason that doesn't matter is because they have achieved nothing yet with individual stocks. It's all based on what they're expected to do. And a lot of people don't understand that with stocks. Investing in individual stocks, it's all based on what they're going to do. The thing is, when you invest in an index, it's based on what the economy is going to do. You're investing in 500 different companies in the S&P 500. So we don't really care if one of those goes out of business. If you're invested all in a stock like Lehman Brothers and that goes out of business, not only did you lose everything, but also you had no basis, no reason to be investing 100% of your money in that one investment. And when a stock goes up or down, it's luck. When it loses, what do you say? Oh, just my luck. When it goes up, what do you say? Wow, great. I got lucky. That's what you should be saying versus look how smart I am, because nobody knows. Nobody knows Microsoft would have done nothing from 2000 to 2010. Nobody would have known that. I mean, because look how great Microsoft did in the 80s and 90s. Nobody would have known that Apple lost money in 2012, 13, and 14. Why would it? It made 1,000% returns for a whole decade. So it's understanding that individual stocks is not what I'm going to be talking about today because, excuse me for saying, it's a crapshoot. You're either going to look really smart or really dumb, and you just have to acknowledge that. So what we are going to talk about today is the indexes and why it can investing in indices consistently is the best way to invest. Consistently is the best way to have a predictable long-term, even though past performance has no guarantee on future results, but still, it is a good indicator because God only knows what's going to happen to these individual stocks. The CEOs don't even know what's going to happen with their companies tomorrow. They don't. And so for that reason, we have to understand the whys of why the market is acting the way it is. By the way, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on AM 590, The Answer. We're going to go over all important topics of personal finance. We are going to go over why the stock market dropped. But first, we have to understand that the market does have factors that play into it going up or down. For example, the government. The government intervention is normal. This is not uncommon. The government's being involved with economic and monetary policy is normal. They control the government's control, and they're open about it. The media just doesn't tell us this, but they're open about creating inflationary and deflationary periods. The fact President Trump is talking about creating inflation is and increasing our CPI, our consumer price index, is not something that is new. It's something that he's making a goal because he understands that's good for the economy. And then what I'll tell you also is why the stock market dropped once they announced, the administration announced they're going to start creating inflation. Because here's the thing. When the stock market dropped in February, January was another great month in the stock market. It was 14, 15 months of nonstop stock market increases over 3 years. Because when Trump came in, that was November of 2016, then December, then all of 2017, and even January was an up year of this past January in 2018. So it was nonstop going up at that time. Now, when the reports came out of how these top 500 companies, the top 500 companies have done, roughly 80% of them had record earnings, record profits. They've been doing amazing. And a majority of the other 100 beat their estimates. So what is that saying? That's saying the economy is doing fantastic. So what happened after that, right? That's good news. We should all be happy when we got that news. So what happened after that? The market dropped. Why? Why would the market drop because of good news? It's illogical. It doesn't make sense. And you're right, it doesn't make sense. But here's the thing. The stock market is a leading indicator. What does that mean? The stock market is supposed to take current information and try to mold that into what's going to happen in the future. And so here's what they thought's going to happen in the future. And by the way, it's the reality of what did actually happen. Now, folks, if you want help with relating this to your situation, if you want to take advantage of our free financial assessment, if you want this specifically correlated to how you were invested, give us a call. We can help. Take advantage of our free financial assessment. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Now, when they look back at what actually happened during that time and what the stock market thought was going to happen, they said, okay, well, the government now, since the economy is doing great, for so long it hasn't been, but because now it is, the government's going to intervene, and they're going to start increasing interest rates and start imposing all these additional taxes and tariffs, and they're going to start to create inflation. Now, here's how it goes. Number one, in December, late December, the government reduced taxes for most of Americans and corporations. With that, theoretically, you and I should have more money to spend. Well, here it's simple economics. If you and I have extra money to spend, That means we're going to buy more things, which means the supply will be less, which means demand goes higher. Well, if demand's higher, the price increases. That was a government's way of changing a law. They call that fiscal policy, changing laws to increase the economy. And that's what happened. So that was one indicator. The second thing that happened in February is interest rates went up. Well, why did interest rates go up? Interest rates went up because if we all have extra money to spend, if we all have extra money laying around, well, now we can afford more things. We can buy bigger houses. We can afford better houses. So that increases the home prices around us. It gets more expensive, more expensive, more expensive. They call that a bubble. So the way the government can control that is by increasing interest rates. If governments increase interest rates, if they do that, then we can't afford as much on a home, which is what the government wants. They don't want home prices going through the roof like they did in the past. So it's governments intervening to control the economy and create stability. The third thing that happened was in March, because then it dropped in February, then it went up a little bit, and then dropped again in March. And that is because of the tariffs that started to come out. Now, the tariffs are because the United States government wanted to, yet again, find a way to increase costs. And how did they do that? They did that by increasing the tariffs, which is, makes it more expensive for you, which makes sense. It correlates. You have more money to spend now. Why? We know that for two reasons. We know that from tax cuts, and we know that from the economy doing fantastic. So what we're going to talk about of why they increase and why they did tariffs, we're going to talk about that here in a little bit. We're going to go on a quick break, and we're going to talk about why the tariffs came in and why the economy and the government was happy about that. We're going to go on a quick break, and we'll be right back in a few words.
This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. We're here on Sundays at 5 o'clock covering all important topics of personal finance. We're going over retirement planning, making sure you're prepared for retirement, social security and strategies, real estate, taxes, avoiding them now and in the future, investments, reducing fees, commissions, and so on, insurance, and estate planning. Folks, we are offering a free financial assessment that you could take advantage of. We have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Give us a call to take advantage. It's a $500 offer. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the show. We're on 5 o'clock every Sunday. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth, here on every weekend, talking about all important topics of personal finance. And today we are going over the economy, talking about monetary policy, fiscal policy, you know, all the fun stuff that people want to talk about. And I'm really going over the whys behind the government did what they did, and why inflation is not a bad thing, why the tariffs are not a bad thing, why, of course, lower taxes are great, but really, in general, why hiring of interest rates is a normal thing in expansion economies like now. And if you need help with understanding if your portfolio can participate in this increased economy, if your portfolio can increase in value with this expanded economy, if you can take advantage of these volatile periods by your investment portfolio, by understanding how economics work, folks, give us a call. We are offering a free financial assessment. It goes over all your situation, where you are today, how your situation looks coming up, and it can help you lead you to a successful retirement. Folks, give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. We'll be more than happy to help you with your financial situation to make sure you can achieve everything that you need. Now, we were talking about why they were happening, okay? Because the tariff tax came in, it was a form of fiscal policy of governments putting in additional taxes to control our economy. And here's why. Because yet again, if all of us have additional money laying around, I know that sounds silly, but if all of us are getting raises, if all of us are doing well, And we know that because we also have extra money laying around because of the tax future savings. And we also know that because they, these companies, these corporations, are doing fantastic. They have record earnings, a majority of them in the S&P 500. So understanding that, the government, what they did was they imposed these tariffs, which means the cost of goods increased. They don't want us spending frivolously. So what they did was they've increased the cost of certain goods, which makes it virtually a flat line for us. Yes, we have more money, but also the cost of goods are going up. Folks, that's inflation. That's why the Motel 6 is no longer $6 a night. That's why the dollar menu at McDonald's, nothing is a dollar. It's a normal course of basic economics. It's the government's way of getting involved to increase costs for everybody. This way, if we fell into a recession, which I don't know how we would in this year, for example, because the companies are doing fantastic. We are buying from them and they're making record earnings. It's not logical. Back in 2008, companies did not have record earnings. They were losing money. So the government now has room for when they need to stimulate the economy again, they can because they are raising interest rates. So they have room to do that. So here's why inflation is good, assuming you have hedges to inflation. The number one hedge to inflation is the stock market. And I'll give you just a simple example of why that's the case. Let's say you sell shoes. You sell shoes for $100. Now, if costs are doubling for you, buying them overseas, let's just pick on China, and you normally used to cost you $10 for those shoes, but because of tariffs and inflation and so on, now it costs you $20 to buy those shoes. Costs are doubling. Let's assume costs double for everybody. So you used to buy your shoes that you used to sell to people for $10 and sell them for $100, which means you made $90 on those shoes. Well, now if your costs double to $20 and every all their costs are doubling, that means you're now having to sell the shoes not for $100, your cost doubled. So now you're going to sell them for twice as much, which means the shoes now cost $200 when you sell it. But here's the thing, you bought it for $20. You're selling it for $200. You're making $180 a shoe. You used to only make $90 a shoe. That's huge. You just doubled your revenues. You just doubled your net income. That's a really good thing. This is the common basic way economics work. This is an opinion. This is a matter of fact of how economics works. And this is why the stock market is the number one hedge against inflation. This is why. And listen, it's not just the stock market. Your business, if you're self-employed, is the exact same way. By the way, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. We go over all important topics of personal finance, and today we are talking about the economy and how it's working and why what's happening is not bad for you. And folks, if you need help implementing this on your behalf, making sure you're properly hedged, making sure you're properly invested, give us a call. We can help. This is what we specialize in. We are a fee-only, non-commissioned fiduciary advisory firm. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. We'll be more than happy to help with your personal financial situation. Understanding how the economy and how it works is so important to understand what you should be doing. Because here's the thing, certain people should be hoping for hyperinflation. Here's why. Let's say you have a $2,000 mortgage payment. It might seem hard for you to make that payment today, and let's say your Social Security is $2,000 a month. Well, in 20 years from now, your Social Security might be $4,000 a month. That mortgage payment of $20,000 or $2,000 a month doesn't seem too hard anymore when your Social Security is $4,000. It used to be $2,000. You used to break even, but now you have extra money left over. This is simple ways why if you own a home, if you're not planning to finance anything in the future, where you hope for hyperinflation, all your costs should be going up if your mortgage is... And this is a reason you keep your mortgage and not pay it off, because it gets eroded over time. It becomes an easier payment over time. It makes sense for you to have a mortgage, because who cares about a $1,000 mortgage payment anymore? Do you remember when a $1,000 mortgage payment was a big deal? Now who cares about a $1,000 mortgage payment? Heck, you can't even rent for $1,000 a single family home. This is tools of how inflation will work to your advantage if you know how to leverage your financial situation. Take full advantage of this, folks. I see this all far too often where people are getting misadvised on paying things off, or misadvised of not saving enough, or misadvised of not investing properly. Unfortunately, this industry is flooded with people who are not doing things in your best interest. They are trying to sell you these annuities or products at free dinner seminars. Folks, you heard this before. You don't need me to tell you. There's nothing out there that's free. So don't fall for it. Don't go to those free seminars, whether they're dinner or not. It's not worth it. They will sell you things that you don't need. Be careful and beware of that. I see it all far too often, and you're not getting the proper advice because they're not doing what's in your best interest. They're doing what's in their best interest. And there's a lot of advisors out there like that, that are selling you things out there. I mean, heck, if they can't call themselves a financial advisor or financial planner, if they don't even understand your full financial situation. I mean, here's a simple test. Question one. Do you know how they get paid? Do you know how they get paid? If you don't know how they get paid, you have to ask, that's a big question. Because they're not doing it as a nonprofit. So you have to know how they get paid. That's number one. Number two, and I probably will even stop at number two. Have they ever looked at your tax returns? Have they ever looked at your tax returns? If they are a financial advisor and a financial planner, they have to know your full financial situation. And the most important piece of financial documentation to your name is your tax returns. And if they don't know that, then I don't know what they are. I mean, they're probably just an investment person, but don't disguise yourself being an investment salesperson by calling yourself a financial advisor or financial planner or VP of... I love when they call themselves VPs because they can call themselves vice president of nothing. I mean, it doesn't matter. But my point is you need to understand who you're working with, how they get paid, if they are acting in your best interest, if they have an ADV. I will go down the list of the things that you should have and ask. And I think asking them if they are a fee-only advisor, I think asking them if they have an ADV, form ADV, advisor disclosure document. Also asking if they have their Series 7 license. Series 7 license is the license to allow them to get commissions. Asking them fiduciary is extremely important, making sure they are doing what's in your best interest. It is so important, folks, to be able to work with somebody who has your interest at heart. You don't want your doctor that's wanting to operate on you for no reason, just for his own financial benefit. That's silly. That's foolish. That's irrelevant. That makes no sense. Nobody would ever do that. You want to make sure you are taking full advantage of working with someone who has your best interest at heart. You want to make sure that you are working with somebody who understands the full economic scope and doesn't get scared and tries to sell you and scare you into buying something that you don't need. A lot of these, part of my thinking is a lot of this volatile periods that are happening right now is Wall Street's way so they can scare you, so they can sell you some product that you don't need. Now that's me being silly, but still, I think there's some truth to that. Folks, this was a fast show, a fun show. My goal is to protect you from what's out there. And unfortunately, this industry is just a shady industry. I want to thank you for tuning in with me this weekend. You can always join our podcast by looking up More Knowledge, More Wealth on your iPhones, or look up moreknowledgemorewealth.com. You can always reach out to myself or any one of my colleagues here at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com or falconwp.com for short. Call us. We'll have a personal, confidential conversation about your specific situation that relates this show to your specific situation. Tune in every weekend as we go over all important topics of personal finance, where our goal is to give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Have a great week and God bless.